You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't have 20/20 vision, even in hindsight, Pete Chwaba.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight. It is finally Monday, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? I love Mondays. I celebrate them because we get to go back on the air and talk about stuff in life that we love to talk about. It's not even work sometimes. I mean, there's a lot of work to going into show that it's not a lot of work. But this Monday especially, after this ridiculously cold weekend, I am very thrilled this Monday. And I have something to do. I sat in all weekend. I don't know what you guys did. Maybe you're the masochistic types and you go out and snowmobile and ice fish, even in that kind of weather. But that was nuts. And I'm glad it's over. And you know it's bad. When I was looking at my weather app today, just to figure out how I should dress, and I was expecting it to be -5, and I look at my phone and it said 6, and I actually said, oh, sweet. I said, oh, sweet, because it's 6 degrees. That's how miserable and awful it was this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, producing tonight's show is Conrad Krieger. Oh, you packing up? Oh, it is National Bubble Wrap Day, folks. I just thought I would say that because Conrad got some kind of a discount, and he is wrapping everything in the studio in bubble wrap just because he can, because he got big, big savings.
Yeah, and I just like the noise.
Okay, you can kill it. That's
yeah, no, what do you mean kill it? I just got to be done popping it.
Are you sure you're not making popcorn?
Yeah, I kind of just stole that.
You could have stole that sound instead of the bubble wrap, and no one would even know. Well, happy National Bubble Wrap Day. Very exciting stuff for all you movers out there, people putting priceless artifacts away, packing them away. You have a day to celebrate the wrappings thereof. So that's exciting. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I did. I did, yeah. I worked out. You know, my car didn't start. Watched, you know.
Wait, because of the cold?
Yeah. Well, oh, man. Just had a dead battery, I guess, too.
Yikes.
Luckily, my brother was there to help me out and give me a jump.
Okay.
Got to the auto body shop and got a new battery in there.
You had to get a whole new battery.
Yeah. It was bad. They tested it. It said bad.
Did they put the old one in bubble wrap before they threw it away? That's my question to you.
Not bubble wrap.
No?
I think they just tossed it, actually.
I just totally lobbed that to you to allow you to play your bubble wrap sound effect, which you're obviously thrilled that you found.
But it's popcorn, I guess, now.
Well, pop up some popcorn and watch them change your battery. Well, that's that kind of sucks, but at
yeah,
least you
it
got.
Did suck, but we, you know, I still got to, you know, spend time working out, and I did watch. It's called Skyscraper Live. And if you didn't know what that is, well, it was a Netflix event.
It's an event.
Alex Hammond, I believe is how you say his name.
Right.
He climbed 101 stories in Taiwan, and there was no safety. Anything, like no ropes, no nets, nothing. Just him, chalk, and sticky shoes.
So, like, what are you watching that for? You know what I mean? Like, no, honest to God, because I probably have nightmares if I watch it. I don't particularly like heights. But you're watching that on the off chance that someone could die.
I mean,
basically
he could, yeah.
Because the climbing part, that's not exciting. As he gets higher, you're like, oh my God, that's a skill. That's incredible. But you're watching that on the off chance that something horrible could go wrong. Really? That's why, yeah. I'd be watching it.
But it was really, really, really impressive. Like, just watching him actually, every single movement, like, it was, he knew it down to a T, though. You know?
You want to really impress me, do it without the sticky shoes.
Or the chalk.
Do it in some slippery socks. That would be really impressive. That's horrible. So that was live? Now, can you watch, I assume they posted it?
Yeah, you can watch it on Netflix.
Okay.
And, I mean, it was funny, like, there's people in the building, like, watching him do it, and he'd still wave at everyone while he was climbing.
probably to take his mind off what a psychopath he is.
Yeah, like, I mean, can't believe he did that.
That is nuts.
It's something that's never been done before, so, like, good for him.
I guess. Will he... Now, I hope at least he'll cash in and make a lot of money.
It's a Netflix event. Hopefully he got paid well.
But, I mean, just even in endorsements or whatever, like... He's obviously a thrill seeker and a guy who wants to do stuff like that. He probably has climbed mountains or whatever. But if you keep doing that, eventually something is going to go horribly wrong.
I guess I'm totally different from him, but I'm just saying if that was me, that would be my last thing ever.
Yeah. See ya.
I'm done after that.
I made it. Because I'm sure it's in his blood, though. He probably won't stop doing that because that's just what he lives for. And you know what? He's probably one of those guys that is like, if I die doing this, okay. At least I wasn't sitting around like Pete Schwabba, you know?
He's not an indoor guy.
Not only am I an indoor guy, I am a proud indoor guy. Not proud, but I'm an indoor guy. So there you go. We got a really fun show tonight, folks. Great guest. Mike Clemens will be here at 5:35 after news, sports, and weather, which is just 18 minutes away. Stick around for that. Mike is going to keep us updated, well, on a lot of stuff. We'll talk to him about the Super Bowl matchup, what's happening in Milwaukee with Giannis. There's some rumblings, according to UConn Red, that people are not very happy with.
There's always rumblings with Giannis, and, you know, it's just like, is it ever going to happen? And it's like, today is like, I saw, you know, it's from an analyst or whatever, and he says this is the time that the Bucks are thinking about, is it time to mutually part ways?
And you know what? If they do, it's okay. You'd hate to see him go.
It'd be the dumbest move they can make, probably, but...
But would it? Like, even if they get a boatload of picks back or whatever?
Just, you're never going to get the talent back that Giannis has.
No, but you could get two or three decent players. Or not decent, but ideally better than decent, right?
The thing I would do before I let Giannis go is fire Doc Rivers.
Why? Is he the holdup?
He's not great.
Just because of his voice? Are you judging him on his voice?
He does sound like the Hulk.
The guy can't sing. Cut him some slack. We've got Chip Chinnery will be here also, folks, in hour number two at 6:35. Chip founded a website called Chip's Money Tips. He makes money fun and funny. Not funny money. That's a different thing. But Chip is a very successful stand-up comic and actor. And he is also the founder of this really fun site that kind of helps you not game the system, but make it work a little bit more to your advantage. Credit card deals, ways to do certain things that you might not have thought of. He's very good with money, and his site is very successful. So Chip will be here at 6:35. And he also was the guy in Seinfeld. I think Chip is the guy that was in the T-Bone episode where George wanted his nickname to be T-Bone.
Okay.
But somebody, his boss, said, oh, we should call you T-Bone to one of his other employees after George brought it up. And Chip's in that episode, which I think is funny. I would have loved to have been on Seinfeld, but he's done it. He's been on Friends. We'll talk to Chip about all kinds of fun stuff in hour number two. And then in hour number three, I'm very excited for this guy because, you know, it's happened a few times on this show where, like, John Legend will come on, or Sharo, or somebody that I kind of grew up watching. Not John Legend. I'm actually probably older than John Legend, but, and tonight is a similar situation. We've got Sean Cassidy on in hour number three. Sean will be performing in Wisconsin in February. He's going to be down at the Meyer Theater here, February 17th, I believe, and at the Barrymore Theater right there in Madison at February 18th. So two fun nights here in Wisconsin by an actual pop or showbiz icon. Sean is David Cassidy's brother and Shirley Jones's son. Jack Cassidy was his dad. He is sort of Hollywood royalty, but a really good guy. I've been doing my research on Sean Cassidy, who I haven't thought about in a while, to be honest. And he has been up to a lot of really cool stuff. This guy is not just an ex-pop star. Like, he's a producer. He turned himself into a TV writer, which is pretty amazing. And we'll talk to him about what people can expect if they go out to see his show in Green Bay or Madison next month. I'm very much looking forward to talking to Sean. So, and I think, you know, Conrad, without further ado, it's time we get to our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Who would you choose to be your mentor? I can't remember why I chose this question. Tomorrow's either National Mentor Day or, you know what, I think there was a birthday of someone who, I don't know, it doesn't matter. But tonight's question is, who would you choose to be your mentor? I said probably Warren Buffett or Sydney Sweeney. It's a toss-up.
What would you need from Sydney Sweeney?
Oh, you have no idea, buddy.
How to make soaps?
I feel like she could really give me the career advice I need.
Did you recently see what she was up to?
With the soap?
No, with her lingerie brand.
Oh, dear.
She recently...
What do I need to Google now?
She recently took to the Hollywood sign and put all of her new bras that are available on the Hollywood, on the H.
On the actual H of the actual Hollywood sign? Yeah. She did that?
Yep.
How is that? I'm sorry. I'm having trouble with that one.
Look it up. There's a video of her actually doing it.
I seriously doubt that. But I will. Did she get that guy from Topai to climb up and do it? So I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know who to put. Gary Busey I was going to put for a joke. He's kind of out there. Who did you put?
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, God.
He could teach me a lot of things about life.
Yeah, he could. About getting up at 3 a.m. to work out like a psychopath.
I want to know how he makes some fabulous movies. He's his own brand.
Mm-hmm.
He has his own, like, you know, clothing brand. He has his own restaurant. Like, I mean, this guy is all over the place.
Oh, sorry. I must have nodded off there. Do you think he could teach you how to make the same movie over and over?
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
I think he's probably an okay guy. I don't know anything about Mark Wahlberg. But listen, let us know who you would want to be your mentor, because there are a lot of great options out there. You don't have to go with Gary Busey, but if you do, that's fine. There's no judgment, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the Civic Media app, which is so easy to use. Or if you are watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X, go ahead and drop us a stream comment, and I'll read it on the radio. Would love to know who you would pick to be your mentor. We got some great social media responses. We'll read those in a bit. And as I mentioned, Sean Cassidy will be here. Terry Barr just sent a text and said, Sean Cassidy, fire.
Yeah.
He's still a very good-looking guy, Terry, if you're still listening. And I think he, I would imagine he puts on a really great show. Like, he's probably got endless amounts of stories to tell. I'm sure there's tons of music. He had a number one hit with Da Do Run Run, which was a remake. I forget who sings the original. Deanie, I think it was called. Hey, Deanie, won't you come out tonight? Which I always thought was Dee Dee when I was a kid. And then my personal favorite, That's Rock and Roll, which is a fun song. So he was a pop star, turned stage actor. Then he went on and produced tons of television and movies. And he also co-wrote a sequel to one of my favorite movies, which I had no idea about. So very excited to have Sean Cassidy on the show tonight. Mike Clemens is coming up after news, sports, and weather. In just about 15 minutes or so, we'll talk to Mike and see what he thinks about the Super Bowl matchup, too. And I'm going to ask him about a picture he took in his backyard. That'll be fun, folks. You don't want to miss that. This is Pete Schwab at Nightlight. We are coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. I don't know. I doubt it. Subterranean by design. I wonder what I would find if I met you. Let my eyes caress you until I meet the thought of Mrs. Princess who. Often wonder what makes her work. I guess I'll leave that question to the experts. Assuming that there are some out there, they're probably alone. Solitaire. I can remember when I caught up with a pastime.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Back. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. Happy Monday, everybody. We are back at it. Great to be back on the air and great to have you with me tonight. I hope you're staying warm and having an outstanding start to a new week, which will bring so many possibilities. If it's not enough that you have a reboot on everything in your life on this Monday, it should give you a boost that it's National Bubble Wrap Day. So that's exciting. And
National Popping Popcorn Day.
All right, now you're changing it.
That's just because it sounds like it.
You're kind of throwing in the towel. Like, that sounds like popcorn popping through rain. Did you like Google bubble wrap sound effect?
That was the closest one I could find. Okay. The other ones I didn't like. You know, maybe I should have picked the other ones.
We're not going to be able to have as much fun with with restless leg syndrome, for sure. So that's obvious.
Or your cough.
Or my cough. Or sneeze. It was a sneeze.
Yeah.
But it was a guttural, demonic sneeze. So we've got a really fun show tonight, folks. Sean Cassidy is here tonight. Mike Clemens is coming up after news, sports, and weather, which is just 7 minutes away. And then my pal, the very funny Chip Chinnery, founder of Chip's Money Tips, will be here at 6:35. Lots of fun tonight. Our question of the night is, who would you want to be your mentor? And I now it's really bothering me. During the news, I'm going to have to figure out where I got this question from. Not that it's important, but let us know who you would like to be your mentor. I said Warren Buffett or Sidney Sweeney. I probably have lots to learn from both of those. But since Chip's money tips, since Chip is going to be here tonight to teach me about money, I feel like I can kick Warren Buffett to the curb and just roll with Sidney Sweeney.
There you go.
Yeah. And who was your mentor again?
Well, you know, I pick Mark Wahlberg, but I really like sports. I like sports, you know, broadcasts and everything.
Yeah.
I think I'd have to go with Skip Bayless.
Ooh. Boy, if there was ever a guy that needed a beating. Holy smokes. You know, there's a time when I actually kind of liked him. Like, he was okay. And then he got outlandish because I think he realized I can make a lot of money.
Yes.
If I act like a complete
idiot.
Jerk. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, his takes. Every time he has something to say, well, it gets a lot of clicks and a lot of comments. So
people want to just
tear him a new one.
Tear him a new one, exactly. So this is something I learned over the weekend. I might have heard this years ago, but every week I clean up my desktop because I've got all kinds of things from Nightlight kind of scattered about. And I learned this weekend. When you click stop when you get a spam text, mm-hmm. you're not supposed to do that. Do you know why?
Well, if you click send stop,
yeah,
words, you know, you can have them be like, okay, he can text back. Yeah. This is an active.
It's a real person.
Yes,
exactly.
Exactly.
So what you're supposed to do is not do that. You're not supposed to hit stop, unless it's from a place you trust. But even then, you know, they could be inundated with, like, I don't know, malware or something, but you're supposed to just block the number.
Yeah, that's what I do. I was going to say, I block it and go on with my day.
I think on Apple phones, though, on iPhones, you have the option to block and report, right? And I usually do block and report because I don't want it to come back, because sometimes they still do. Block doesn't always work. But that is something that, you know, you can send it to your junk folder, I guess. I've done that. That's pretty effective for the most part. But then you still got to empty your junk folder. And it's funny, this is from Apple News where I saw this.
Oh, there you go.
So that's probably how they enhance their
it's an advertiser.
Their followers. Yeah, exactly. And there was something you said earlier, things got so expensive, but there was a country music show. I thought this was interesting. This is from Whiskey Riff. You ever heard of that news outlet? Whiskey Riff?
Nope.
I like it. The Watershed Music Festival for you country music fans just announced it will not return in 2026. And whenever a festival goes away like that, I'm always like, well, ticket sales must have been down or whatever. But it said in a statement, organizers said the festival will be taking a hiatus in 2026 and plans for the future are still unclear. And there were some heavy hitters behind this. It was produced by Live Nation and has featured big country names like Chris Stapleton, Eric Church, Tim McGraw, Miranda Lambert. But the Country Roads Music Festival also shut down. You know why?
Why is that?
Tickets are too expensive.
Yeah.
People are finally getting wise. Now, when will this happen in pro sports? I don't know. Probably because a lot of corporations, I think, buy up the sports seats. I don't think most blue-collar families are plopping down thousands of dollars to go to a sporting event.
No, I don't think it'll ever change either.
There is
good deals still, like, regardless of where you go. For, I feel like NFL is the most expensive, probably.
For
baseball,
sure.
You can get away with some nice tickets, still at low price. Same with basketball. But every single time I look for a ticket, you know, for a Green Bay Packer game, you're still, even if you're in a nosebleed, you're still giving out $200.
Well, and especially, like, I think I said when I was in Chicago a couple weeks ago for that playoff, for the Bears-Packers game. I'm like, well, okay, it's going to cost me about $3,500 to take all four of us to a game. Then there's food. That's another $24,000. and then your team might lose. So what so we ended up not doing that and just going to a bar, and it was just as much fun. But I don't, like a baseball game, I agree, but those have gotten crazy too. You used to be able to get bleacher seats at Wrigley Field or Dodger Stadium. They were like $6 when I moved to LA. Bleacher seats at Wrigley Field now are like $80, I want to say, yeah. Something like that. Like, what happened?
I don't know. Well, I mean, it's also like, it's not like, oh, we're raising our prices so you can get cheaper food. It's like,
right.
Or something like that. It's
or for charity.
We're raising our prices because we want more money.
We want more money. And that's what, like, I don't, and somebody said years ago on sports radio, they're like, go to the games, just don't buy any concessions. Stick it to them that way. That will cost them a ton of money, but nobody's ever going to do that. No. Once you're there.
You want, I don't know. You know, even if you just want a water, it's like.
Like $5 for a small bottle of water or something like that. Yeah, it's terrible. And I applaud these country music fans for saying no.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know, there's enough other festivals out there, but eventually just greed gets to you. And I think that is one way to drive down prices if there's some sort of concerted effort. So, all right, folks, it is Monday. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwab, but we are doing the news. And then Mike Clemens is here to talk sports. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwab. Great to have you here, folks. We are celebrating a Monday. We are finally back at it after a long weekend of sitting indoors doing nothing. I did watch a cool movie I'll tell you about a little later, and I'm watching a new TV show that I really like, too. A good cop show. Those are hard to find. So we'll get to all of that, and maybe we'll talk to our new pal, not new pal, but our next guest about such things as well as sports, because that's what his specialty is. He is the Civic Media Sports Authority and one of our best pals here at Nightlight. He joins us from time to time to keep us posted on all things sports and beyond. Mike Clemens joins us now. Hey, buddy.
Good evening. Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, who once again is going back to the Super Bowl.
Unbelievable.
How about that? All those years with Belichick and Brady taking you to the Super Bowl, right. And you're down a couple of years, and you reinvent, and you hire Elliott Wolf, the son of Ron Wolf, who was the longtime GM of the Packers back in the 90s. It took him to that first Super Bowl and brought in Brett Favre with that famous trade and all that. And then Elliott, you know, was there at 12 or 13 years old helping put up names on the personnel board back when it was not a computer, but you know, they were putting names up the board. And he's helping out Uncle Ted Thompson. And then when he got to be like 20 or early 20s and a scout, you know, that there was a feeling from some of the senior writers that cover the team, like, Elliott Wolf, you know what, they're grooming him to be the next GM when Ted steps down. Well, he didn't get the job. Brian Gutekunst did.
No,
that was Mark Murphy's. That was Mark Murphy's hire. And Elliott hung around maybe a year and said, all right, you know, blank this place. And he went out and he worked for the Browns and one or two other teams. And then he got into a good organization with the Patriots who – let him do his thing, and they probably already had a pretty good scouting department already in the building. And look what he did in 2 years. He's got him back in the Super Bowl.
That is unbelievable. And what do you make of that, Mike? Like, there's been all this stuff talking, you know, made about the Patriots' schedule. It's the easiest schedule in the history of the NFL. They're still going to the Super Bowl. So
they're still going to the Super Bowl, and they beat a very good Broncos team and well-coached Sean Payton team. And Robert Kraft, you know, this is a sharp guy. He's always got the right stuff. You know, he's to the point. And I was reading a transcript of a little gathering he had with some of those Patriot guys out there. I know Greg Bedard, he used to work for the Journal Sentinel. Now he's got his own Boston.com sports thing out in Boston. And Mr. Kraft said, You know how well the league is doing right now? I'll tell you how well the league is doing. We just got some numbers in from Nielsen. You know, the people take, you know, they track the ratings.
Yeah.
Top 100 shows, the 93 of the top 100 shows amongst your CSIs and, you know, Abbott Elementary and all the other number one shows, 93 of the 100 shows are NFL football games.
Is that right? Wow. Now,
with all this streaming that's going on,
yeah,
you know, you go back to the remaining broadcast stations, and of course, you know, more and more of these games are occasionally popping up. Well, Thursday night's on Amazon, and then they put, you know, they put that Packers Bears game on Peacock. Mm-hmm. But isn't that crazy?
It's insanity.
Yeah.
Do you think, Mike?
And you know something that's making a difference in that? One of the people from the Packers, because I was having this discussion with them about a month or so ago, because, you know, like the Super Bowl numbers the last two or three years have gone nuts. Like they beat Apollo 11.
You know, oh, my God.
The
gosh.
Man landing on the moon like 2 years ago, and it's gone like 110, 120, 130 million watching this thing. And I think some of the folks in the league think that part of it is that Nielsen is doing a rapidly better job in the last 5 years of tracking the viewing on streaming on phones. So,
oh, wow.
You know, if you're the security guard, you're watching the game on your phone. Or if, you know, mom and dad are downstairs watching one thing and, you know, the 14-year-old's upstairs with his phone, that's like a whole second audience you're getting credit for.
Yeah.
But they're doing a better job of tracking that stuff, and everybody's watching the NFL.
Will Robert Kraft celebrate that, Mike, by getting a massage?
Would you like to explain that story? Or?
People can Google it. Let's just say it ended well.
Yeah,
I don't want to use the hack happy ending line. But is that a good Super Bowl? No, I mean, there's a lot of drama. I love that Seattle is kind of a new coach, underdog quarterback who kind of had this rap as being not a big game quarterback. I love that storyline. And then you got the Patriots, like, as you mentioned, are back after 2 years. I think my guess would be people still have Patriot fatigue, unless you're a Patriot fan. But is this a good Super Bowl from a rating standpoint, or doesn't it matter anymore what markets the teams are from because of what you just said?
Well, we'll see how Bad Bunny does, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the last two or three half times have featured, you know, hip-hop or rap-type artists, and that's really been a huge draw for them as well. For me personally, after the Packers drop off, and then frankly, you know, the Chicago Bears, I think that would have been a great story. That would have been a real Cinderella story in the number two market in the country, television-wise.
Right.
I was hoping that Sean Payton and the Broncos were going to get in there because Sean Payton is such a good quote. And I'll be going to the Super Bowl next week. You know that?
No, I didn't. That's awesome for you, though.
Yeah, it's like, I have 22, 23rd, something like that.
Gosh.
I go every year because there's so many great stories.
Yeah.
You know, and I get there and I turn around like, is that Jordan Love walking in the back of the Toyota trailer? Hey, Jordan, you know, he looks, hey, we're here doing a show. Can you, oh, yeah, where you at, man? Okay, yeah, I'll come and catch up with you. And next thing you know, I got, you know, 15 minutes with Jordan Love at my table, you know, for a bunch of Wisconsin radio stations. Or Josh Jacobs a year ago. We're down in New Orleans. He's walking by in the hallway because he's on his way to some promotional thing. And I tap him on the shoulder, and he turns around, and he comes, sits down, and he goes, yeah, you know what? We still need a number one receiver. And then they go out and draft, Matthew Golden. So there's Packers walking around there picking up promotional paychecks and doing their marketing thing like that. So that's one of the reasons I go, too. But, yeah, I'll have stuff. My updates will be from San Francisco all next week on your show.
I love it, Mike. And to me, one of the coolest things in media seems like that. I think they call it Reporters Row or Super Bowl Row or something like that.
Radio Row.
Where everything is just people walking back. It looks like such a gas.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, you know, and some of these guys are now past. I got to talk to Gale Sayers.
Oh, man.
You know, so I'm a 10-year-old kid. We lived in Des Plaines for a couple of years. I'm watching Bobby Hull and the Blackhawks and Gale Sayers and Dick Buck because, you know, after the Lombardi era, we happened to move to the Chicago area. And then, you know, as a kid in grade school, and we watch Brian's song and the importance of that with, you know, Billy Dee Williams and Jimmy Conn. And there I get to sit down with Gale Sayers for 15 minutes. and just, you know, find out how he is these days and what he likes about the game and all that. I mean, God, what a tremendous guy. So I get all these experiences. Jim McMahon, I interviewed him for a long time. So I get all these former players or coaches, you know, Ditka or any of these guys. All these former Packers, too. Lynn Dickey comes, you know, it goes on and on and on. And a lot of the 90s Super Bowl teams as well.
Yeah, that sounds that's one of the perks of your job, I'm sure, that you never get tired of. That's outstanding. Let me ask you this, Mike. Is skyscraper climbing a sport? Have you heard about this?
No. Is it in the Olympics already or what?
Not yet, but Conrad watched it. It was a Netflix special called Skyscraper, I believe, where a guy climbed a 101-story building with no ropes or whatever, just freeform. And to me, I don't even know if it's something I could watch, but I think that's as athletic as anything I've ever heard of.
Well, and then there's also the guy that was in the street performer in New York who, back in the early 70s, walked between the World Trade Centers and a high wire.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Philippe Petit or something. I can't remember. What was his name? Was that it? And I was in New York a few years later as a teen. A family had gone there, and we had a family friend that lived right there in Greenwich Village. And so we're out getting some food, and we're walking around the street. It's this great New York street and stuff. And he goes, oh, hey, it's Philippe Petit. Hang on a sec. And a circle goes around, and the guy puts a hat down. People are throwing money into it. And this guy takes a cable and draws it between, like, a stop sign and a telephone pole, and he does this whole act, street act, for about 20 minutes, and then takes, you know, cash donations. But he's bouncing and juggling and all this on a you know, a made-up tightrope. And it's like years later, I find out that was the guy that walked between the World Trade Centers like Spider-Man.
Oh, God, I love that kind of stuff. That's so great. Do you have a prediction, Mike? Is there a line out yet for the Super Bowl?
No, I don't. You know, they just had the conference games yesterday. We find out about injuries. Things like that, arrests, you know, you never know.
I'm not a betting guy. I don't really know when the line even comes out. I would imagine Seattle might be slightly favored, but who knows? It should be fun. Either way, Mike Clemens.
I don't know, man. Patriots are a pretty solid team, you know.
Yeah.
Vrabel's been around, you know.
That's
true. I would submit he might have the better defense and quarterback. I'm not sure.
He's got at least a couple rings, too, from his time there, I would think. At least two, probably. Mike Clemens is my guest. He is our Civic Media Sports Authority. We talk sports with Mike from time to time and love when he's here. Mike, let's pivot here. Conrad was telling me earlier about Giannis. And what did you call it, Con? Disinterest? Or does he just seem like he's kind of in limbo?
Like he's losing interest in the team.
He's also injured.
Yeah.
I mean, he blew out his right calf again, one that kept him out for 8 games earlier this season. Said he felt it pop. Doc said he didn't look right through most of the game. Probably should have pulled him earlier with about a couple minutes left to pull him out of the game last week. Now, you know, Giannis talked to us and said, yeah, I think I know it's going to be the soleus again. And this is, I got to have an MRI. Could be 4 to 6 weeks. We don't know how that turned out. We were going to talk to the Bucks yesterday, but then the game gets canceled because the Dallas Mavericks were their opponent. They got on their team playing yesterday morning. It wasn't until an 8 o'clock start. Usually I thought these guys fly the night before. Anyway, they get on the tarmac down there in Dallas. Texas is just, you know, brought to its knees by this winter storm.
Right.
And after like 3 hours sitting out there, they just turned around and said, to heck with it. We're not going to make it to Milwaukee. And they canceled the game. I think it's been rescheduled for sometime after the All-Star break, maybe February 19th or so.
Okay.
So we don't know. I'm assuming that this weekend, you know, according to what Giannis told us the other night in the locker room, was that he'll get an MRI this weekend, and they'll find out what the status of that is. But, I mean, it's just the wheels are coming off.
Yeah.
You know, Gary Porter Jr. with an oblique. You know, Miles Turner was able to get back out there despite a sprained ankle, you know, earlier in the week. And Doc is trying to figure out how to get through to these guys.
In that Doc voice, it has to be unsettling for these guys to listen to Doc talk like that.
Don't make me do an impression.
Oh, man, I would love it if you did. You could think about that over the break, though, Mike. I don't want to stress you out with that. But
all right.
In about 30 seconds before we go to this little break, and then we'll just have Mike for a few minutes after that. What can you tell us about the Packers' new defensive coordinator?
Jonathan Gannon is a very intense dude. Whereas Jeff Hafley is a guy that reaches for your heart, this guy is more of an android, you know. But he's had a very good record at drawing up, you know, hard to figure out defensive schemes, and he gave the Packers some trouble when they played the Cardinals out in Phoenix. So even though he had a losing record, he's getting out of a bad organization, the Arizona Cardinals. We'll see what happens.
Mike Clemens is here. When we come back, I'm going to tell you, or I'm going to ask him what movies he's seen, because there are a couple good ones, and I'm going to ask him about a photo he posted earlier on social media and make sure the deer have not invaded his yard too violently. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. We're coming right back with Mike Clemens on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me here tonight, folks, at Nightlight. News, sports, and weather coming up in just about 8 minutes. In hour number two, Chip Chinnery, very funny comedian and founder of Chip's Money Tips, will be here. And then in hour number three, Sean Cassidy will be here, the legendary Sean Cassidy. Very excited to talk to Sean about his two Wisconsin dates coming up in February. Right now, on the phone with us is our pal Mike Clemens, who we talk sports with, but Mike is also, Mike has many other interests, like taking pictures and posting them on social media. Mike, what was going on in your yard this morning?
All right, let me tell you that in just a second. By the way,
sure.
We were talking about Jonathan Gannon,
yeah,
the new Packers defensive coordinator, who had spent time, he actually spent some time with the Vikings too, but he took the Eagles to the Super Bowl as a defensive coordinator, head coach of the Cardinals the last 3 years, but Jeff Hafley, your defensive coordinator the last 2 years, who got the job as the head coach of the Dolphins, has already poached one guy from the Packers staff. It's Ryan Downard, a high-energy, younger guy. He's been the safeties coach for the Packers the last 3 or 4 years. Ryan now is going to be moving on to Miami and get probably play a bigger role, maybe a pass coordinator role for the Miami Dolphins. So that's going on. Yeah, so I've been in Green Bay or on the road with the Packers or the Brewers for the past 6 or 7 months. And since the Packers didn't get past the week one of the playoffs, I'm actually back in my home, you know, in the Milwaukee area. And today I wake up and I look out the window after, you know, the snow that we've had. And it's like, okay, that looks like deer tracks. But at one point, there's this nice, neat path. One leg goes to the left. And one leg goes to the right. I mean, it's like this big oval shape, and like, how is that possible?
It has to be a baby or something.
Is it a second one? It's just, but you know, the thing is it the path leading up to this circle, and then past the circle, unless maybe were you ever a kid, and you know, if you're in your winter boots and you followed your big brother or something in his footsteps? Or
yeah.
It's a little weird. I wondered if it was like we heard about exploding trees on your show Friday night. Maybe this was exploding deer. I mean,
Conrad just put the picture up in the stream if you're watching
in
the stream.
What is going on,
that's what
man.
Mike's. You might have like the next like crop circles thing going on in your in your backyard. Who knows? Cosmic deer or something.
Crop circles. Yeah.
Hey, let's talk movies for a couple minutes before we let you go. What you said you've seen Song Sung Blue and Sinners. I think Sinners is going to win Best Picture, even though it's not even my favorite movie. I loved it, but what were your thoughts on Sinners first?
It's very well done, very well produced. You know, Michael B. Jordan is great,
yeah,
where he plays twins, and there's some new cast members that I didn't recognize, but you know, very well acted. It's a weird movie, and I don't want to talk any more about it because that would blow it. I don't want to talk about anything that happens because I just think it would spoil it. But I would, I can talk about the opening scenes and the settings in Mississippi back in the day, in a black community, and it reminded me of a guy that I talked to that started the black Museum of Milwaukee, and he wrote a book and talked about that. You know, this kind of gets into that area of lynchings, you know, in the 20s and 30s, and people fearing the Klan back then. And he was actually taken out of town, strung up on a tree, and somehow survived a lynching and wrote a book about it. So so it reminded me of that. But I see it. It's artsy. It's different. It's got a different ending, but it moves along. It moves along. No question.
And what you just said, too, is great because it is different. It's not a Marvel movie. It's not a franchise. No. It's this own Ryan Coogler's vision. He wrote it, directed it. It's got great sets, great music. Michael B. Jordan plays Smoke and Stack, two
about
twins.
About three-fourths through it, you look at yourself and say, is this really happening?
Yeah.
You know, but it stays to it.
Yeah.
Song Sung Blue, for me, personally. So in the 80s, I'm on the radio, and like in my early 20s, and the Big Chill movie came out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and there was this huge wave of throwback to the 50s and 60s and 70s music on the radio, and so it was very popular to play that on the radio. And then, you know, we had all these artists from Chuck Berry to the Righteous Brothers to Dion coming back and coming through Milwaukee, and I got to introduce all those shows and get to know those guys. And then in the 90s, then they put me on the mix in Milwaukee, and I was doing more top 40 stuff like, you know, Nickelback and, you know, Christina Aguilera and whatever. And so I was following all these tribute shows like Mark Shrilla and Buddy Holly, Tom Green and his Elvis act at State Fair, at Summerfest, at clubs and stuff. And in the 90s, I moved on to more contemporary stuff. And there was this, you know, Neil Diamond, Patsy Cline, you know, Lightning and Thunder thing. And I'm like, man, I've been there, done that. I saw them one time at State Fair. Yeah, they're okay. Well, anyway, I go to the theater and watch this thing, and I'm like, oh, my God, I knew all those other guys,
nice.
Like the Mark Shrilla character and the Elvis character. I knew all these other people except for Lightning and Thunder. But I think it's a great movie. It's really well done. And it some people say, well, that doesn't look like West Kansas State Fair. No, they shot it in New York, and you know about the production costs and all that.
Sure.
But just understand, you know, the exact names of the bars, like Liquid Johnny's and the other places in Milwaukee those guys used to play, you know, they don't use the real names. But the story is there, and I think it's great. And Kate Hudson's unbelievable.
And Oscar-nominated now, and I'm embarrassed to say I still have not seen this film, but I've heard nothing but great things, and I want to see
it. You'll love it.
Yeah, I want to see it for the Wisconsin angle and just because I've heard it's a remarkable film. So
you'll love it.
Great
and
stuff.
You'll appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Always fun to talk to you. And, let's connect with you next week from Radio Row. I think that's so fun.
But... I'll call you from the Super Bowl next week, pal.
All right, pal. Have a safe trip, and have a great night.
Thanks, Pete.
All right, you got it. That's Mike Clemens, folks. Check out. He's a great follow, at Mike Clemens NFL. Is that where he posted the deer thing?
I saw that one on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah. Very funny stuff. Always love talking to Mike. All right, when we come back next hour, Chip Chinnery will be here from Chip's Money Tips and Sean Cassidy in hour number 3. Won't want to miss that, folks. Our question of the night is, who would you like to be your mentor? We are coming right back. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. News, sports, and weather is next.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.